Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic. So what I wanted to do is discuss a post I found on goingyourownway.com, which I put a link to in the description. So go over there and register with Jägermeister. Today's forum had new posts on 20 recent topics. I was promoting it back in 2014 and no one was listening to me, and I guess now they are. Here's what someone on a thread called, "Accepting that you don't have a country anymore," had to say, and I quote. So I was listening to the turd-flinging monkey show this last evening, and something he said hit me hard. He pointed out that in America, if you believe in freedom, you don't have a country anymore. He also stated that since you don't have a country, there's no point in trying to preserve anything about it. The Marxists have already won in America, and you are wearing a rotting corpse of your own country. They're playing this once great nation like a marionette. There is no point in even trying to defend it. The original values the Founding Fathers brought with them no longer exist. Fighting for a people that hates you and for a country that hates you as well is a complete waste of time. All that can be done is focusing on oneself and protecting your own. That's it. Unquote. I agree, and I'm really worried up here in Canada. Things might get really bad here as we're having an election on the 20th of September. And if our rubber ducky socks prime minister gets a majority government, there goes freedom of speech in the fall. Also on October 1st, I can't ride on a plane or train anymore, inside the country, or leave the country without a vaccine passport. It's a federal mandate. I can still cross the border into the United States after getting a COVID test and flying out of America. For now. But how much longer? I thought about going over to Eastern Europe, but their vaccination rates are even higher than here, with 83% of adults getting the jab. And they're trying to make it mandatory for everyone and removing one freedom after another. Medical workers and teachers have to get it or they lose their jobs. Airline employees too. I fear this is only the beginning until the possibility that vaccines will not only be mandatory to do certain things and work certain jobs, but they'll become forced and necessary, where they'll strap you down and give you a shot in the arm. That would be complete madness, but it's not outside the realm of possibility. I not only feel like I no longer have a country that believes in freedom, but I also believe the TFM is right, and that we have to look at protecting ourselves at this time. I want to spend this video discussing ways to ghost in your own country in case the jab becomes forced and you want to escape it. I get this feeling that they won't stop until everyone gets it. It seems to me like there's a bigger agenda here at play. But before I say more, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to everyone with the needle in their arm like a heroin addict clown world show. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the 4 or 5 levels of MGTOW, but it looks at some point, if there are forced vaccinations instead of just mandatory ones, I'll have to become a level 4. First of all, let me define the difference between mandatory and forced for those of you that don't know. Mandatory means that you have to do it if you want to go to a public place or use a public service. You have the choice to refuse to get on a plane or a train or not go to the ball game, and that's your choice if you don't want to get the jab. But force is when the government says either you get this or we take you away and force it into your arm. If that were to happen, I'm sure it'll most likely be a global thing or something mostly in the West, and the only way to get around it would be to get off the grid and hide out in the wilderness. The first level of MGTOW, or level 0, is when you're dating in long-term relationships. I was doing that back in 2015, and once my content became awful and you guys called me out on my simping, I had the choice between my brain and her cooch. So I stopped being purple-pilled for my sanity, as well as my channel, and went monk mode. Level 1 means you're still having short-term relationships, but I skipped over that level because I didn't want to deal with the emotional pain because I was too easily attached to women. So I skipped that step and went straight to level 2, which is monk mode, when I got the second red pill rage while I was purple-pilled and dating. My rage was short and the unconscious mind rejected relationships entirely and was on the same page as my conscious mind, which rejected him about 2 years before that. The juice was no longer worth the squeeze, and I've been single and haven't been on a single date in 6 years, and don't care anymore. The next level after that is level 3, and that's where you leave society socially and do things like get rid of your bank account and social relations. This might be forced on me if the jab becomes necessary to have a bank account or hang out with people that have already gotten it. I might be given the choice between having my DNA altered or being a man that's not genetically modified, but locked in his home, unable to leave it. I don't have a problem doing this for now, and I'm technically living level 3, except for the part about doing as little as required for survival. I still make money from home and trade and invest. But a lot of people don't have that option and will be facing either getting jabbed or becoming unemployed, because their employer will make it mandatory. That will boost the numbers up somewhere between 90 and 95% of society. By the way, level 3 MGTOW is like the laying flat phenomenon in China. You only work for survival, and you starve the state. I skipped a few levels, but in China, guys went from level 0 all the way to level 3 immediately. They believe that you shouldn't get married, and you only do as much as needed to survive. So that brings me to level 4, complete societal rejection. More like indirectly being ejected from society with forced jabs. Given the choice of the jab by force or no jab, I'm now brainstorming a contingency plan to go into the wilderness and get off the grid. This video will be a thought experiment about possibly living in a country that wants to perform forced medical experiments on you without your consent, and what you can do to go your own way from your country and culture. So how would I disappear completely off the grid without a trace, and where would I go? What would I eat, and what are the steps? Level 3 would mean no banking. If the government said you can't have a bank account without the jab, I'd say no problem, and move my money to crypto, cash, and precious metals. The financial solution is easy. I'd have enough money to survive for a few decades at this point, but that wouldn't help if your government were to go out and hunt you down and jab you by force. Look at what's happening in Australia. It's reverted back to being a penal colony with kangaroos, and the roos have more freedom. If I were an Aussie, I'd be thinking of doing the exact same thing by hunting kangaroos and fishing out in the bush. But you guys have to deal with crazy spiders and snakes and billions of mice. Nonetheless, you can still disappear out in the outback. In this part of Canada, I'd have to deal with ticks and an almost certainty that I'll get Lyme disease if I'm in the wilderness, and the other half of the year I'll freeze to death because, even though you might find an abandoned house or shelter, you need some way of heating it. You'd have to stick to public lands to avoid detection. You'd also have to geocache all the stuff you need to survive for a few years. But only you know where those things are hidden can find the locations via GPS units. I'm a member of Ontario Abandoned Places, and there are thousands of structures all over the province that are abandoned that I can find places to hide calorie-rich foods in, as well as medicine, weapons, clothing, and other supplies. You could hide in those houses during the winter, but what good is being in an abandoned house during the winter if you can't burn a fire because the smoke will draw attention to you? A man does not plan to go ghost. The world changes and forces him to do so. I'd have no computers, no smartphones, because they would track me. Possibly no car unless it's hidden and used sparingly, and no address attached to it. I could, in theory, in 5 to 10 years, be a multi-million dollar hobo, depending on if I can get out of the country to a safe one or not. There might be more vax-friendly countries out there. If any of you guys know the Tech Leads YouTube channel, then if I did what I'm planning on doing, then I put out a video called I'm Becoming a Homeless Bum as a Millionaire. But before I do any of this, I'll probably try to find someone that will rent me a room somewhere discreetly that I can pay with cash or anonymous crypto. Only after I've exhausted the options of hiding in people's attics, crawl spaces, and under the floorboards, will I then risk getting carried away by Bigfoot in Northern Ontario. I also thought about building a few tiny log cabins or ice fishing shanties, or go to Home Depot and buy 5 to 10 tool sheds for around $400 each, and put them in properties where I can access them and take them to wooded areas with a bunch of bags of cement for a foundation and assemble those shacks, so I can live there during the winter. If one gets discovered, I simply pick up supplies and move to another, or build a few of them and hide them well ahead of time, so if one gets taken away, I can easily get to another. I know it sounds like I'm out of my mind, and I'm sure that if I were forced to go to such extremes, there would be people that would feel the same way that I do, and would start fighting for our freedom. Back when I was in grade school, I remember learning about World War I and II, as well as the War of 1812 and Revolutionary War, and thinking to myself, why the hell are we learning about this crap? Why are veterans sharing their stories? I felt it was a complete waste of time, and Remembrance Day here in Canada was a joke. It was a joke if you have nothing to remember. Remember, humans only collectively remember 3 to 4 generations back, and then our history lessons are lost no matter how much we try and pass them down. The book The Fourth Turning should also show you that. But when I was a child, I remember traveling to Serbia and Cuba and seeing people that were malnourished and animals starving. I remember hearing stories from one of my relatives about how she was blown off her feet by a military jet. I met guys that were being bombed back then too. Leaving society for most will just be too damn difficult, and most will just take the jab. Also, many of us don't function well without any other human interaction nearby. So if you go off on your own, you'll basically have to deal with that. Also, for me, the dopamine machine in my pocket, i.e. smartphone, is actually more than enough for me. But I'll have to give that up so I don't get tracked in what amounts to a forced digital detox. I've been raised to be an emotional island. I was isolated by my peers when I was younger, so I don't care. I can keep a GPS with me that doesn't broadcast to find my way, as well as a solar charger to give it power. I can use the Dakota fire hole method, which is a way to burn wood in not only smokeless but flameless ways, to conceal myself. Realistically, you'd also have to need night vision goggles to make sure no one sneaks up on your position. I guess it's not as simple as I first thought. Caches are easier than fishing out in the open. There's also plenty of wood in a place like the Northeast. But how do I cut it down without making noise? What about bears, wolves, coyotes, and mountain lions? The World Economic Forum expects there to be people deviating from their plans and living outside their megacity utopias. I plan on being one of them and hope that others will join me. We have to start thinking about how we're going to live outside the smart cities. We'll be like that small group in Demolition Man that refuses to be well under Cocteau's plan. We'll have to live outside the system and maybe starve. Talking to people about this that have actually had jobs for their entire lives, never faced any serious physical illness or mental illness, where you seriously contemplate self-deletion, of course you're going to be scared of pain and take that jab. But first we might need to flee for our lives and then organize and fight. Again, I'm one of the few full members of Ontario Abandoned Places. What that means is that I've explored and contributed pictures of 20 new abandoned properties, at least, that they didn't have in their database. There are literally thousands of abandoned farmhouses and barns in rural Ontario, and I know where most of them are. So how hard would it be to conceal food and caches on those properties? You don't want to hunt, but you can always go fishing, as there are also tons of lakes around. I'm not a prepper and survivalist, but I assume that it's harder to catch a moving target. Think of this video as how to try and survive the mark of the beast, where you're completely cut off from society and access to anything. In Northern Ontario, I can steal food from cottages because people leave them empty, most of the winter. I'm not advocating this, but if the choice is starvation or stealing cornflakes, then there really is no choice. To go road warrior Canadian style, I think I need at least one or two other people that don't panic and are good under pressure, so one of you can always be alert and awake to help the others. The wasteland is already out there, it's just not distributed equally yet. I'm just thinking, don't keep your supplies in one place. Diversify your resources. Keep your calories in olive oil or seeds, or grains, which are relatively easy to store in glass containers, that most critters can't get into. I've seen mice bite their way through hard plastic containers. I have two GPS units, I'll carry one with me in a map, and have another one in a separate location. Also buy a bunch more off of online for about 20 to 30 bucks a pop, that people don't want anymore, because their smartphone has replaced them. Let the globalists rob you of everything except your lives, and you can still survive. Have 5 to 10 locations all within walking distance or biking distance with supplies. They'll also need to track you down and find out where you are in the first place, so if you bike on the side of the road, you don't need a license for that bike. Again, this video is a sort of thought experiment. Our countries are gone and soon they might be bringing in forced jabs and God knows what with them. I really want to hear what you guys have to say below. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation. Just make sure you don't bring a woman with you, or it'll be all over. I really want to hear what you guys have to say down below. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that bears will be trying to smash my fishing shack down to get at my calorie stash. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the jabs that turn you into the Borg and allow the powers that be to track you from orbit away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.